3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Your time.
The NFL draft gets underway in Green Bay.
Look at all of these people expecting to score a million over the weekend here in Green Bay.
We need to continue to ramp up our sense of urgency.
If they're not better this year, there's going to be a lot of seats warming up.
They needed receivers in the first round and not done it.
With a 23rd pick.
We were watching the board and just trying to do what's right for the Packers.
In the 2025 NFL draft.
Great spin by Golden. Man, that was 24-karat Golden.
The 13-time world champion, Green Bay Packers.
It was so cool, you know, the energy that the Packer fans got, man. You know, I could just feel it. I'm glad the organization picked.
Guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that.
For the first time since 2002.
On a night when they announced the pick in Green Bay, what an awesome, awesome moment.
They took Matthew Golden.
Draft a wide receiver.
Welcome to my
Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden is a Green Bay Packer.
Love the Packers getting Matthew Golden, a guy they needed.
Touchdown, Matthew Golden!
Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas.
I don't think he's supposed to grab the podium microphone and yell to the fans after he's picked.
Welcome to my
Green Bay on three. 1, 2, 3.
The Friday edition. Now, we can start with Tausch called his shot, predicted this accurately edition. We can start with me leaving my car running for 11 hours in the draft.
You never shut it off?
We'll get to that.
That is awesome.
Edition.
How much gas did you end up with?
I had 25 miles left when I got there.
Just wait a second.
11 hours?
Just wait, so it went from like a quarter to empty?
It gets good gas mileage, my Nissan Sentra.
Yeah.
Especially when it's parked. But we'll get to that. Because had you written the script for the first round pick by the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay with the draft, with Mark Murphy announcing it, you could not have written it better, edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, out of focus, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, or maybe not Facebook. And, of course, everything you need in the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable, all-awesome ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay at the Tundra Trio, surrounded by teammates. It's great to have a home game. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, Johnny Montage. And alongside my partner, the Packers Hall of Famer, who got out of my car yesterday. I got out of my car yesterday. And then I got in it with 25 miles of gas left. I'm glad there was a quick trip right down Ridge Road. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I am great. I'm tired. It's a long night, I'm sure, for you too, and especially with the gas. That is, I can't wait to get into that. But I know our YouTubers, and we're gonna get right to the meat and potatoes this morning. But
yes,
I need an update on, because I'm trying to remember. It can't be a key in.
No.
Start.
It's a button.
I think it happens more often than you. Like, I really think that.
Can't
happens
believe
a
I
lot.
Couldn't hear that it was running as we
yeah.
walked away.
Well, it means you got a real nice muffler and carburetor, and yeah. all that
quiet.
Stuff is
yeah.
in a good spot.
So you called your shot.
Yeah.
Teteroa McMillan was long gone. He went 8 to Carolina. Emeka Ebuka went 19 to Tampa Bay. And as the picks were coming, I was on Channel 3 in Madison. I was talking to Strofe and Gabe and the crew on the draft coverage on ESPN Wisconsin. And all I kept saying was, God, I want Matthew Golden to be there. Mm-hmm. Because I want to see if Goody actually takes him. And as I was telling Jen and Gabe and Chewy as they were finishing their show and I joined them, Goody was honest. He had options. He had other players he liked at that spot. He had multiple trade offers that he called very tempting. And yet he chose Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas. The end of the 23-year drought of not taking a wide receiver since Mike Sherman took Javon Walker, and you were a third-year player on that team.
Been a while.
That's how long it's been. Your thoughts on getting the golden ticket?
Well, we'll find out if he's the golden ticket, mm-hmm. but I think, you know, there's now so much time and so many different draft folks that are digging into this, so you're getting a better idea, and then you always look at a team's needs, and there is no doubt that what we saw last season from the receiver core, Goody thought we needed to be better. And he didn't like the free agent crop, didn't want to give up draft picks to get DK Metcalf.
Didn't want Davante Adams.
I didn't want Davante. So he was looking at this, and I think pretty much roundly looked at as three wideouts were first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you started seeing O-linemen come off the board, and I thought Dallas – taking that offensive guard from Alabama kind of gave you an idea. All right, there's probably going to be one of the wideouts left if Goody gets the guy that he wants.
And John Schneider taking the center from North Dakota State.
Yeah, left guard, tackle. He plays it all, but yes.
Also, those were the two places that I had seen Matthew Golden ending up.
Okay.
And they both went line.
Yeah, so it doesn't, you know, you want to address needs, but it has to make sense with how you grade your players. And the fact that this player, who is the fastest wideout in the draft, fell to you in a year where your wide receiver core wasn't great, your best speed guy is out, you thinking the Lord knows when, till November, all of it just made a ton of sense. So, you know, the one thing we were laughing about last night, Big Cat, we were sitting around the table last night at midnight chopping it up, and He brought up a question that could Mark Murphy have just went rogue with the pick? Mm-hmm. And it sounds crazy, and it is crazy because obviously that didn't happen. But is it? Because it, as you said in the beginning of this, it almost everything lined up too magically for it to happen. So now, not that there wasn't going to be pressure on him anyways, there is going to be a high expectation. And I love the fact he just, you know, he's up there cheering, go Pack, go. He's getting into it. So it's just one of those cases where the board fell. I think the Packers, most NFL draft analysts are going to look at it and say they fit a need. They got one of the best players. The board fell to them, and now the work starts. But I think last night you have to think Goody Goody and his staff feel really good about bringing this guy in.
So, and look, I was proud of Goody. He was really funny. He had the line about how I actually picked someone else and Mark said his name.
Did you for a second think that could be true?
No.
Not even a second.
No. It was look, the first I, thing Homer I, said on the show last
I
night.
I know. And look, Mark Murphy and I have had our differences.
Well, you called his credibility into question to his face, which I respect. But, yeah, your differences, you said, what makes you qualified to do this? And then Mark Murphy basically looked at you and was, he would have loved to have slapped you across the face, in fairness.
Luckily, I was in the third row that day. And by the way,
Mark, with all due respect.
I didn't even drop it all due respect.
What the hell do you know about this?
No.
I
said the history of this organization, they have won championships with the general manager.
I'm telling you Mark Murphy's
interpretation. What he heard. Yes. Nevertheless, I give him a ton of credit.
Yeah, he could not have had a better night. He performed. He is really working. That tailgate tour was his warm-up act for the big final act of his deal, and he crushed it.
Yeah, he's like Frank Caliendo in Appleton before he's got that sold-out show in L.A.
Maybe.
But he as much as we tease him and I joke about him being a stand-up comedian and we gotta get to Chippewa Falls, he would not go up to the podium and announce someone else.
No,
he wouldn't do that.
No.
He wouldn't do that to Goody. So it's a fun joke.
But in fairness, you know he prepped that speech the way he did it. That wasn't an ad lib.
No. He was ready. So, but I give Goody a ton of credit because, again, we've got, for those of you in the YouTube stream, we will get ourselves into focus, hopefully. I can't guarantee it. After the first segment.
Okay.
But we're getting a lot of grief. I personally think it's actually improving the quality of how we look on video. But the fact that he had other options, that he...
Do you know what those... when do we... Because we'll find out. Obviously, I was just
Eagles,
looking at the
Giants,
Falcons, what they gave up to get back in.
And for Goody to say it was very tempting.
Not tempting. Very. It's a difference.
And you know He made no bones about the fact that he wanted more picks.
He's the opposite of blank dem picks.
Right. Mm-hmm. Give me more dem picks. The fact that he acknowledged there were other players mm-hmm. that he liked. So, you know, because and how I phrased my question to him, which was not nearly as disrespectful as that one once upon a time to Mark Murphy, was, look, you've always told us you can't fall in love with a player. And I thought Matt LaFleur in our event yesterday.
I'll say this. When we got done and Matt was great with us for a half hour, I knew they were going wide out.
Yeah.
You could tell because he's like, I got a guy.
Yeah.
We got a couple
he
guys.
He did say that, yes.
And it was, well, you're an offensive dude.
Right.
Like, I know he's looking out for, but you know, you could just see the glimmer. Like, they're going offense tonight.
And I think their mocks that they do internally, he told me McMillan would be gone. And he was right. And he told me Shamar Stewart would be gone. That was – remember when we did that thing where he asked me who I would pick and I said
– Yeah, he's good at kind of flipping that around.
He was good, yeah. It's kind of like what I do to you. And then the two guys I picked, and then he kept saying, well, then who? He's gone, who then? And he was illustrating what it's like during the draft to see good guys that you like go. Well, I think in this case you're looking at a guy that they're really excited about, no doubt about it. But Goody was tempted because, A, the compensation that was being offered, because as you point out, the Falcons gave up a lot to get back in.
Next year's first. I'm telling you right now, if Green Bay got that offer.
Right. And so that's what I find fascinating.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles, the Giants were also in there. He said it was multiple. It wasn't just two teams. There were several teams. So the decision to stick and make, and he used all his time. Like, the clock was winding down for getting the card in. So I think that this is a fascinating
thing. I figured that was Murph just making sure, hey, hold up a little bit. I got to get this speech dialed in. The fact that you ended up seeing only one other quarterback go in that mm-hmm. round and Sanders not going yet, there was going to be some jockeying. And I think it's the point where if you can get a first and still have a receiver, it tells me they love the kid. That's what that tells me because Goody has said all offseason that they want more picks. Now, that could be subterfuge. We don't, obviously, you love a player. You don't need more picks in that regard. You go get the guy you think can make that impact. That's what they feel. Otherwise, you don't make that, because we saw what Atlanta did. And I'm guessing New York, I'm not 100% sure what they gave Houston, a third, and you know, some right. extra sprinklers. But to get a first for next year, especially with the Falcons, and they could have been, blech. I mean, there's a good chance they could be a blech team. I would be really intrigued if that, what that opportunity would have been. So, yeah, what that, it always, all the talk, everybody, it's about action. And the action tells you, yeah, that's great. We love this kid. He can make a big difference for us. That's why we're picking him. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, a great sign if you're a Packer fan.
So I we'll get further into who he is and your thoughts on him as a player. Because as Chewy pointed out during Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, it's okay to be, in my opinion, it's okay to be carried away today. But eventually we have to acknowledge he's just starting his journey. Curious to see what it's going to look like.
There's a reason 205,000 people show up. Get excited.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying.
You don't need to be Johnny Damper today. If you want to be Damp City next week when you come back from your rookie minicamp
and he looks spindly.
I don't know. He doesn't look that explosive out of his cuts. Then we can be all Johnny Damper next week. But what the heck would you
right.
be? The rain is already trying to damper
I'm not
you
even
down.
Dampering. I'm usually Johnny Damper.
This needs to be a day of, yes, let's
celebration.
Go. Because it's not a guard. It's not some unsexy pick. This is, outside of picking a quarterback, the sexiest pick you're going to make at this spot. So I get it. Nobody needs to crown him the next great blah, blah, blah. But the idea of where he fits with this offense and what he's done and with his speed, I don't know how you couldn't be sitting here and saying, this is exciting. I can't wait to see what Matt LaFleur in this offense can look like if this kid can grow. I'm not expecting him to be Jerry Rice tomorrow. But what you're expecting is a lot of speed and somebody that is going to be – because the big thing when you watch the Eagles game or anything when Watson was out, things condense.
Right. He's faster than Christian Watson, by the way.
So just think, all of a sudden you get to December, January. You get that's where you can get excited and let your mind go. But, yeah, you don't know anything yet. It's a great – it's a pick that I think is roundly applauded because of the need and because of the kid's talent.
Well, there was definitely a draft in Green Bay last night. It will continue today and tomorrow. I don't know if they can dub in a different set of lines into our Pella read because it's
so good.
I got so many good reviews from people yesterday. Everybody's seeing it. Everybody's loving it. And they're loving the deals.
There's a lot of buzz. Man, that draft. Very rarely do things live up to the expectation.
Yeah.
And last night in Green Bay, it did. A lot of buzz about the draft. They ain't going to find any draft seeping through Pella's windows and doors. Not from Wisconsin. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick right now because you can take advantage of no interest financing options, or you can go with the free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your home's unique decor through seamless customizations. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal ends April 30th. Place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We are laser focused on this show, just not the video of it. Josh DiMaggio is jumping into action. I heard there were some folks looking for Hunter to try and help out fixing that.
He's jammed in. I think he's shoved back in that enclave again.
But you don't have a cover on your coffee, so we can't let him in.
He might as well just fire this thing. Throw it up.
You went no cover again today?
I'm not a cover guy. I don't like drinking through plastic.
What
is so hard for you to understand that?
Tempting.
And by the way, I went 3 hours. Nobody had any issues.
Should have just left it in the running car.
I should have just dumped it on your head. No offense, Jesse. That's what I should have done.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion,
Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas.
Well done, Mark Murphy.
Yeah, he crushed it.
Absolutely pitch perfect. Congratulations to you. What a way to celebrate your crowning achievement as the Packers team president and CEO.
Do you think he'd give all this up for one championship?
Yes,
in
a heartbeat.
2012.
I think so too.
But pretty doggone cool legacy for him and for how. And I think it was nice that the NFL kind of leaned into it and let him have his moment.
Yeah.
Last night. It was, you know, we can critique a lot, and we do. And you also got to give love and throw flowers when needed.
And we do.
Yeah, and I thought last night, I mean, you just saw everybody floating through here. And it kind of in the beginning, oh. And then all of a sudden it picked up. And then when you see those aerial shots, the dronage, didn't think you'd see 205,000 people.
And let's be honest, most of them.
Green Bay fans.
Packers fans.
Yes.
Like the vast, vast.
Very
local. This was a local draft.
Which is awesome. And usually the Saturday part. Is your local.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a big old local showcase. They're going to, I don't know what the total numbers, they'll get close to 500,000 people here.
They're going to run out of Coors Light is what they're going to do.
Which is great.
So I wanted to touch on this, and then we'll get to reaction from our fans, because I'm sure there will be some Tampa downers, but I don't think there will be many.
I don't know how you won the press conference. This is a, you know, typically you see the Bears win in the offseason, and this yesterday was a we're winning the – not that that was the goal, but Green Bay has always kind of went against the grain on that. Well, we're going to do this. We're going to do what's best. And I think hopefully for everybody, you get both. Mm-hmm. And that is a rare thing when you can win the day on off the field and on the – that's what you're hoping for. And the way the board fell is I think every I would be surprised from our fans and from Packer fans in general – if there's hardly any disappointment.
I don't know why you would feel that way, but again,
does he have some drop issues?
No. He's got very good hands.
Oh, he said that about some other guys too. But
yeah, but there's other guys that they haven't said it about because they knew that was something they had to work on. Look, a couple things first before we get to reaction. I mean, I do want to get into kind of just the energy and the vibe of this place yesterday because – as we were here on Wednesday, I was like, it was like a ghost town. All there were NFL personnel and construction workers finishing the job. And so to see it transform, they stopped allowing people in for a while. They paused allowing people in. I was told, because I was upstairs overlooking the bowl to do some of our Channel 3 TV stuff, they weren't supposed to have that many people inside Lambeau Field. That was the overspill of how many fans ended up watching the draft from the stands. And you knew how it was a Packers crowd because after they picked Golden and people had celebrated for a little while.
Everybody's gone.
It was almost empty.
Which was nice for us because the traffic wasn't bad. Like people had gotten out. So, yeah, you saw after the Packer pick, I think the NFL's probably happy Green Bay was in that mid-late 20s so that you got the drama, everything else. So, yeah, I mean – there's obviously a lot of storylines nationally, but from a local standpoint, yeah, it was excitement. Everybody went crazy, and then everybody left. That's how it played out.
So the thing that I wanted to bring up, because Brian Bulaga and I did something on stage after you and I did our LaFleur thing.
Yep.
And I brought this up, and I've said this before, but not everyone listens every day. Back when Ted was running the draft – after the draft was over, he would come and do like 5 minutes with each of the beat writers. We'd get one-on-ones with him. And I remember, and I was telling Brian this when we were on stage, I remember in 2010, Brian was projected as a top 10, top 15 pick. He told the story about thinking he was expected to go 9 to Buffalo.
Okay.
And then they took CJ Spiller, and he and his agent were like, uh-oh. Yeah. What does this mean? And he ends up falling to 23. And I'll never forget Ted's – Jason, I can't believe he was there. Can't believe he was there.
That's a little drawn out, Ted. That wasn't your best.
I can't believe he was there.
It's better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
That had a little bit too much Favre to it. He said it repeatedly. We never thought he'd be there at 23.
Right.
I think Matthew Golden, when you look at Dallas and Seattle not going wide receiver, when a lot of and John Schneider and Jerry Jones had acknowledged their interest in receivers pre-draft, when the fact that he's there, I do think Goody was a little bit like, I'm a little surprised he's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And for it to work out that way. And then to see him, the other part I thought was magical. And again, he's still got to be the player that you want him to be. Just like Quay Walker has to become that, or Rashawn Gary, who still hasn't truly become that. That has to happen. But that's not about today. That's the journey that he's taking off on. But him on stage, the unbridled joy of the energy of his new fan base that he's joining, and him feeling that. And like I mentioned to Strof and Gabe and Homer, when he grabbed the microphone, no one else did that. Like, I understand it was the home team that picked him. The hug that he gives to Murphy and to Goodell, like, you could just feel the joy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's what today's about. And then we can get into, well, what kind of receivers he going to turn out to be ultimately. That we got plenty of time to break that down. But I just don't know if you went into yesterday as a Packers fan, what could have happened that would have made you even happier? Because I have a hard time imagining it.
Maybe the Arizona kid that everybody was in love with.
Maybe.
But now it's going to be, you know, from Green Bay standpoint, your options were, this was your option. So it actually, sometimes it's easier to
from
make
a wide
decision
receiver perspective.
From a receiver perspective,
right.
Yeah. And the fact that there's the trades. I think Goody felt like, I can't believe he's here, and that's why we have to go ahead and make this pick. Because, you know, in his mind, he would have, if he wasn't dead set, he's probably going to take one of those trades.
No doubt.
And he didn't. So that's another reason. And again, you can critique Goody and say, well, he hasn't hit on a ton of wideouts yet. So the idea of let's be excited. The board fell. We have a player that I think everybody is excited about. And then, not that this matters, but you do want some charisma. And it is nice to have a player that can kind of take in the moment and enjoy it and let everybody understand that you're excited to be here too. I think that just adds another layer to it. So, yeah, I mean, the story is just getting started with his time in Green Bay, but pretty doggone good start to a story.
No doubt about it. I'm eager to see where this journey takes him, but when you started out the way that last night started out, I just don't know what more you could have asked for. Two more days of the draft. Packers with a second and third round pick today, 4 through 7 on Saturday. I joked about this. I'm assuming that they are on top of it throughout the watering holes surrounding the draft campus, but I sure hope they're not running out of Coors Light.
I saw a lot of Coors Light trucks all over. I see cases floating through, and you got to take 62 different ways to get over here. A lot of Coors Light will be drank. A lot of Coors Light was drunk last night because it was fun. Celebrations. Chilling. Coors Light brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered. And it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. In 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp and is only 102 calories. It's why it is Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company. At Golden, Colorado.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. I want two things. I want your authentic, excited, over-the-moon reaction. But I also, if you are Debbie Downer, I can't imagine
I just don't know
who that is.
I don't know who's going to be Debbie Downerish today. I don't.
As I said on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, I thought of Gabe twice yesterday, and I think about him a lot. One was when Shamar Stewart came off the board because he could not have been more anti-Shamar Stewart.
Okay.
And then when they picked Matthew Golden, I thought, here we go. And I knew he was. You can hear him in the montage. He is overjoyed. I challenge you to not be overjoyed with this pick.
Hmm.
Not next week, not next month, not midway through the season.
Not after breakfast.
But today, I can't imagine you're not thrilled with it. But I'm here to hear that too. But I want to hear your genuine reactions. Tausch and I are live from the Tundra Trio, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's an ordinary world.
Somehow I have to fight. It's time, baby. Hey, I'm not finna bring that energy, man. I'm glad to be here. It's a blessing. Green Bay on three. Hey, let me get a Green Bay on three. One, two, three.
Let me get a Green Bay on three. Never seen that happen before. When have you been this excited about a pick?
Good question.
Thank you. Give that some thought. The Carbless Talk and Text line is 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Let's get to your calls. Again, I will. Yesterday, I did not. And maybe it was maybe made for a better show, maybe made for a worse show. Didn't monitor the YouTube comments. Today I got my laptop.
Good.
I'm in there.
I like when you monitor.
Yeah, I do.
You're a good monitor.
I like to know
guy.
What's going on there. 844-770-3776. Let's get to your calls. Let's start right here in Green Bay with Eric. Eric, good morning. How you feeling today?
Morning, boys. Good. Feeling great. How are you guys doing?
We are fabulous.
I'm a little tired.
I am too.
A couple Coors Lights last night, yeah.
Well, I got a full tank of gas, so what more can
go.
I ask for?
But other than that, I'm good, Eric.
From Quick Trip.
There you go. Yeah, I just want to start off by saying, went to the draft last night. It was just such an unbelievable experience. And
you and 204,999 of your friends.
Exactly, yeah. So, obviously, with Green Bay being right here in the back door, or backyard, it was you know, a little bit of pride coming in too. Like, there's a lot of doubt, I think, even from some people within the city, and then obviously outside too, whether or not we can make this work. And you know, not only did we silence those doubters, but we put on one heck of a show. So it was just an awesome day all around. And the cherry on top was the pick with gold, and that was fun.
Yeah, it was a remarkable. So when's the last time you were this excited about a draft pick, Eric?
Honestly, I think I was 11 years old when we picked Javon Walker, and you know, that was probably at the time, like, I was, remember, like, you know, kid playing Madden and things like that, and it was just there was a lot of fun with, you know, like, you know, drafting the speedster out of Florida State, and, you know, kind of putting him in a video game. Like, that was a lot of fun. I can't remember, honestly, most drafts were disappointments. Like, I will never forget, as a Wisconsin graduate, right around the time that TJ Watt was available, I was like, this is it. This is our guy. There's more drafts I can remember falling in love with one or two guys and having them be around and then not getting them. So having that disappointment, a lot of times I'm just wrong, like most of us, but I can't remember being this excited. There's been a lot of years I've been content.
Yeah. Good.
So I would look at it this way, and thanks for the call, Eric, and it was a great – what Eric just said there, exactly. I think this is one, the draft, you need to make sure you're getting your staples. You need to make sure you're getting your staple stuff, your potatoes, your rice, all of that good stuff. And occasionally, go grab yourself a sizzling steak. Go get you a great little piece of Wagyu. And that's what last
Those
night
are
was.
Expensive.
So – well, first-round picks are expensive, and I just think you look at it and you say, yeah, it's great, and you build your football team with rice and potatoes. That's your base, but you got to have some sizzle. Mm-hmm. You got to get that big old steak, and that, I think, last night was a steak kind of night, and it's not always going to be the case. You can't eat steak every night, but I think just the excitement level, and it's nice when things kind of fall into place and it's cooked the right – all of those things – That's what happened last night.
No doubt about it. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Let's keep going with the calls. I wonder if this guy's excited.
He's always excited.
I think there's a chance he's excited. Let's go north of the border to our Canadian correspondent.
What would happen if he's not excited? State. What happens if he's not excited? I'm going to be shocked if he's not. Ricardo?
Good morning, Ricardo.
Good
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. South of the border, how we doing? You know damn well I'm excited. What a great day. It's draft season. Boo, boo, boo. Love it. Best time of the year. It's better than... It is amazing. We got the draft. We got NBA playoffs. We got NHL playoffs. My Leafs taking commanding 3-0 lead. Stanley Cup season. Here we go. But listen, how great of a draft was that? Finally, we got a wide receiver. Not only that, but this kid is a wide receiver. His speed is off the charts. But did you see the way he runs routes? Crisp, sharp, separation. Oh, my God. He's gonna do wonders on this team. He's going to complement well with the other players. It's a great time. Now, all I ask is, Goody, we need big, ugly guys in the rest of the draft. I want offensive linemen. I want defensive linemen. And that's all I care about. Beef up the lines. Let's go win ourselves
Give me a
the
corner,
championship.
Too. Yeah, no corner. Ricardo, let's get a corner. Let's grab a corner, right?
Listen, one or the other. Either you pressure the quarterback or hold off on the back end. Over commit to one or the other, okay? Don't dabble in both. Either go heavy on D-line or go heavy on quarterback. Fix one of the problems. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Okay.
Ricardo, thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
There was no way Ricardo wasn't going to be super
excited.
Yeah, but
he did segue quickly into what else he wanted.
Well, hey, let's move it along, man. The NFL is great. Celebrate. And what's next? Win a championship. Hey, let's get two. So, yeah, there's still – and I think, you know, you're saying, oh, it's a great draft. Well, the first-round pick sets the tone for your draft, but that is not it.
No,
there's
a lot of work to be done.
This is where you find your next – you still find starters and you get good players. But last night was about the sizzle and all about, you know, that's the first-round – the fact that it was here and everybody's excited because of what Ricardo just – you know, speed and all of the things that you're hoping are going to translate – we've heard a lot of other guys, oh, well, Dontayvion Wicks can't get guarded, oh, this, and there's been moments. Hopefully this guy is going to be a consistent big-time performer. There is going to be, with great excitement becomes great expectations. The excitement level is super high. The expectation game is going to be very high for this young man, too. And seems like he's going to be up for the challenge after just listening. That was his first challenge was accepted, and he got his crowd going. So
I would agree.
I'm excited to see that. But all of this, because your question that you posed, and you're asking our fans at what number to call?
844-770-3776.
When were you this excited about a first-round pick? You've been covering elite, 29 years.
Uh-huh.
Where's this power rank?
We'll talk about that coming up. Tausch is going to tell us about AmFam. Again, 844-770-3776.
It's not Rodgers, because Rodgers was more like, can I be excited? What the hell's going on? Jordan Love? What? What are we doing? So I'm just trying to like think through, because normally it would be quarterback.
Correct.
At quarterback, neither of those two quarterbacks, the excitement level was what we saw last night.
Yeah, probably 1994 with Aaron Taylor, offensive lineman from Notre Dame.
Well, he dreamt fearlessly, and so do you with American Family Insurance. Proud partner of Wilde and Tausch from the jump and for almost 100 years. They've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection all, so you're free to enjoy your dreams. They had a great lot of the AmFam agents over at the houses yesterday. A lot, obviously, big partners with the Green Bay Packers as well. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com.
It's going to take a lot of scrolling through drafthistory.com.
I think Sterling Sharp might be the answer to this question.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people that have no idea who Sterling Sharp is that are Packer fans. Yeah.
Maybe Tony Mandarich.
No.
With all the hype beforehand and everything. Not how it turned out.
I remember being excited about Brent Fulwood. I'm being dead serious.
I know you are.
T-Buck. I was excited for T-Buck.
Josh Jackson.
Troy Vincent.
I was excited about T-Buck.
Okay. Yes, Josh Jackson, second-round pick. I'm still waiting to see you wearing your autographed
jersey. It is crazy that last night's pick is probably the most exciting first-round pick in a Packers generation.
And it would happen.
And I'm not being hyperbolic.
No, you're not. We'll get to more of your calls. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless text line, talking text line. This is Wilde and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
+4 770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. This is more, and we've got more calls. Your overarching feeling about Matthew Golden, Texas wide receiver, and when is the last time you were this excited?
I'm telling
about
you,
a draft?
I had to go long and far, and I know Gabe was just telling Clay Matthews, which was 2009.
If Gabe's gonna hang out, he might as well just pick up a headset. By the way.
Gabe puts in a lot of hours. Gabe's got national stuff. 2009. Listen, man, we all can
I think
do,
he's right, by the way.
No. I think he's right. There was an excitement, but not to the same degree as last
night. I would agree with that, too.
So we said since.
Right. This is the most exciting.
But I think, Clay, it was not – B.J. Raji went, what, 15 or 16
not
picks?
Nine. Yeah, he was picked nine.
So 15 or 16.
I didn't know you were going to go that way.
Go so, what way?
That you were going to say how many picks in between. I thought you were asking what pick he went. Ninth.
Oh. Yeah, so 15 years. Okay. 15, anywho,
yeah.
I think Clay, obviously, the impact that he made and, you know, last night, getting the crowd all fired up.
That was something.
You were excited about it, but I don't remember. Everybody was excited that Ted traded to get him. And I thought another comment that I thought was funny was, Packer fans haven't been excited since we almost drafted T.J. Watt, which is funny and true. We would have been uber excited. That would have been the answer had we taken T.J. Watt back in that 2018 draft. So there is something to be said about the excitement. That's all great, but that's why the storyline of a wide receiver not being picked for 23 years drives so much conversation because – fans want it. Fans get excited about it. It's the next one after quarterback.
Credit where credit is due. The T.J. Watt line from T.J. Hogan. If you're a longtime listener,
on the rocks,
to Wilde and Tausch, and you remember some of the other lineups that we once had, T.J.
Now, I think that was like, probably when we were really in our heyday, wasn't it? When T.J. and Scals, what a show. Off the rails, I think we called that.
844-770-3776. Let's go to Sean in Germantown. Sean, good morning. Thanks for holding on. How do you feel about Matthew Golden? And when's the last time you were this excited about a Packers draft pick?
Good morning, boys. Very excited. We were there yesterday. So it was. I took the boys out of school, drove up there early, had lunch
That's
at Kroll.
That's good parenting. I love
that. Line to get in. Yeah. Set line to get in and security, and we were up right at the front for turned out to be about 10 hours. So, just incredible
was there
experience.
Seats? Were you jammed? Sean, did you get?
No.
Was it? It was really jammed. Comfortable.
It was jammed.
No, I know. But were you
no, it was not comfortable. Yeah, it was jammed.
Okay.
We were standing right. We were literally in the first row, right up against the guardrails before all the pay. We were in the general area.
Okay.
We could see the ESPN desk. The NFL Network
awesome.
Crew, so that was fun. I mean, the time went by fast, but, I mean, by 5:30, it was completely packed.
Yeah.
I did make the mistake of buying a beer around 4:30 and then needing to evacuate the premises around 6:15, so that was not an enjoyable walk back to our spot. I did not make a lot of fans happy, but just the build-up when all – my kids have been into this draft, and they've been mocking it for the last 3-4 months. So once the corners started, once Jahdae Barron left, was taken, you know, once the four picks leading up to the Packers, it was it was pretty tenuous. We agreed with, my kids were right on board with not taking Stewart. So when he got picked early, they were freaking out, and the people around us, we had some women by us, why are you cheering about that? And we're like, well, we didn't want him. They're like, well, who do you want? We're like, we just didn't want him. But then when the Matthew Golden pick came, I mean, the way Murphy delivered it, the crowd just, you know, eating it all up. And then with Golden being there, I mean, had this just been a guy sitting at home, like,
right?
Yeah, it would have been exciting. But just Golden being there, coming out, putting on the hat, grabbing the microphone, you know, and then walking out into the crowd, into the stage that was in the middle, just eating it all up. I mean, it was pretty incredible. And I mean, I don't know how the scriptwriters couldn't have got it even better. I mean, it was like 9:45. Like, everyone in the country is watching it at that moment. And
right.
And for us to be there, it was pretty.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Thanks for giving us
that's some dazzling details.
It was dazzling detail.
As I'm jammed up against the post.
And my kids
full bladder.
Are cheering like Gabe Neitzel is over at the Tundra Trio when Shamar Stewart gets drafted. Yeah, it was
green, I mean, and golden.
The scripting. They always say the NFL is scripted.
Yeah, it's good script.
Maybe the draft was scripted.
They put together a hell of a script last night.
They sure did. You, on the other hand, well, this is the segue I was going to go with, was to your Kohler Services.
Is this similar? This is kind of similar to like a New Year's Eve in New York, huh? That's kind of what last night was.
And Matthew Golden, who does not have a track record,
he was
the
Seacrester.
He was the ball dropping.
Was he?
Matthew Golden was the
ball
dropping.
Oh, so Murphy would have
been. Murphy was Seacrest.
Was Seacrest. Oh, okay. Well, who's Dick Clark?
Roger Goodell.
We got it all figured out. And so
Pete Rozelle, I suppose.
With Prize Picks, the best place to get real money sports action. I had that fun thing I missed last night. I was 2 for 3. 2 for 3. I had
ain't bad.
Yeah, I had Mel Kiper saying what is it again, Jesse?
Not
unscripted
updates.
Or whatever it was. They claim he didn't say it at all. I did not watch the broadcast, so I don't know. I'm gonna have to check the tape on that. But it was still fun and simple to play, more or less, on at least two players for a shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching sports and give your sports opinions. You got some Bucks games tonight. I'm going to dabble into that. Haven't quite taken a look. I'm sure we'll get into that later, but probably not on this show today. The best place to cash in on those sports. Don't miss your chance. Download the app today. Use that code WI, and you get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. $50 instantly after your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. 844-770-3776 is the number to react to Matthew Golden, a green and golden selection.
Good one.
The first round pick.
Golden Grams.
Golden ticket. It's Will D. Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.